This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Today we want to have a musical because we're rejoicing in the Lord. We're grateful for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took, the life they lived, we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We sing because we're not in a strange land. Now, in Psalms 137, Deacon Phoenix is going to read this right quick. 137 and 4, what does it say?
How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
We're not in a strange land. We're in the land of Canaan. We're in the land of holiness. And we sing about how we understand God and how we live.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my hand forget her cunning.
Mm-hmm.
If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth.
What?
If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem.
What?
Who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof.
We've been raised in the beauty of holiness. That's why we're going to sing this song like a weaned child. Brother Larry, thank God.
Lord, let not my heart be hardened or my eyes lofty, no, I do exercise. Trust in the Lord, on the mouth I do feed. I behave and follow your lead. As a child that's weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child. Child shall die a hundred years old, be converted, and have a childlike spirit. To them he gave power, and those the last hour, maintain his spirit.
Thank God. Now, Brother Larry have a testimony today. Thank God for you, Brother Larry.
Thank God for being here on God's holy Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a privilege to be able to serve God in the beauty of holiness. And as the scripture says, except you come as a child. And my strive is to always have that childlike spirit, submissive to the teaching, yielding myself, giving honor to those that are due honor.
Thank God.
And just thank God for the strive. And my strive is to always be in the righteous and not in the wrong. Thank God for being
here. Thank God for you, Brother Larry. That's beautiful. Now, James 5:13 says, what, Deacon Fina? Thank God. Deacon Franny is standing by to sing, so we have another reader. What does it say?
Is any among you afflicted?
Any that are afflicted. That means whoever's watching this or listening to this program, if you're afflicted, what?
Let him pray.
Pray. And
is any
wait a minute, I understand the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So if you're not yielding yourselves to righteousness, your prayer is not going anywhere, because God don't hear a sinner's prayer.
Yes.
What?
Is any merry? Let him sing songs.
So we're here singing songs today because we're merry, because we keep God's commandments. That's why we lift our voice like a trumpet.
All right now.
And we are showing men and women everywhere.
Yes.
It's in the house of Jacob, their sins.
Yes.
Crying out, sparing not.
All right.
We lift up our voice like a trumpet.
All right.
Thank God.
Yes. With a voice together, we shall sing.
We
when the
sing.
Lord in Zion.
We're working together.
For the reach,
lift up thy voice.
Like the trumpet, no more gun.
With the voice
of heaven, we shall sing.
We're going to sing.
The Lord in Zion, we shall
sing. We're working together.
No more fun, please.
With the
beautiful. Thank God for the ensemble. Our sister Anna, she has a testimony while our sister Tatum is in place. She have a poem, and our elder Miles is going to accompany her. Sister Anna, thank God for you, sister.
Thank God for you, Pastor. I'm so grateful for salvation, for being saved, for knowing what sin is, the transgression of God's law. I thank God for knowing the commandments and being guided, Pastor, to maintain my salvation and striving to be holy and sanctified and move on with God when I leave this world, Pastor. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to live for God.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Anna. We are witnesses one to another. Thank God for our sister Anna. Thank God. I mean, our sister Anna, and we thank God for our sister Tatum. Sister Tatum.
Like the priest, like the people. If you see it, you can be it. A quoted phrase from God's anointed son. And he is a great example, for with God, he's truly one. He's been tested, he's been proven by a mighty, mighty God who has the power to give his anointed, how to perfect the people through his rod. And as I meditate daily, gaining the knowledge on which I need to grow, the teaching I'm receiving is keeping me striving for more and more. Faith and sonship keeps me running, but there is no time for looking back. Keeping a focus on the star post, staying on this narrow track. For if you see it, you can be it, is shown daily by God's Son. Looking upon his works of labor, his fruit shows it can be done. And if we follow as he leads us, as we mark the perfect man, we will be just like the master, for perfection is in his plan. Like the priest, like the people, I'm persuaded it is God's way. And as we strive to be it, as we see it, we'll be that church that God has called for after we've traveled all the way.
Is that beautiful? Thank God. Our sister Paris, she has a testimony. Now, I want to read this scripture, Deacon Fina or Deacon Franny. Before she goes forth, it says Psalms 51 and 14. Let's read that.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness.
Everything we sing over here, it's all about the righteousness and the strive for perfection. Strive to please God. It's righteousness. That's what we sing about. What?
O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. We thank God. We're here to give praises unto God in song, testimony, poem. Sister Paris, let's hear your testimony.
Yes.
Thank God for you,
thank God for being here. Just thanking God for a mind and desire to strive lawfully for the mastery. I can stand here today and say, I sin no more. I saw the light. I came to the light, and I am a child of the light. And I thank God for our great prophet leading and guiding us through this way of holiness. And I thank God so much for this opportunity to be here and serve God.
Beautiful. Thank God for the choir. Thank God. The firstborn. It's all about the firstborn. Isn't that beautiful? Born not of corruptible seed. I'm going to read that while they're getting themselves together. I believe it's in 1 Timothy. Or it's 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1 and 22.
Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren.
What?
See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
Fervently what?
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Isn't that beautiful? Which liveth and abideth forever.
Beautiful. redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth final guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel. The day shall declare it, revealed by fire. Burning up was not right, so that God may delight. We're transformed to his image, yes we are. And so we hearken to the voice, free will is our choice, making our flesh subject to the word. And to the angel in the midst, who's confirming the souls, you see it's all about salvation. Yes it is. We offer our to the
Thank God. Thank God. Deacon Fina, what does Revelations 14 and 4 say? 14 and 4.
These are they which were not defiled with women.
In other words, not defiled with the church world that basically don't know God. What?
For they are virgins.
Mm-hmm.
These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
However God lead, we follow. Follow him into more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. What?
These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our sister Paris. She's here. Striving to live for God. Incorruptible is what we want to sing. Incorruptible. Thank God. We have another poem. Sister Tatum. What's the name of this poem, Sister Tatum?
Sabbath Without Hindrance.
Sabbath?
Without Hindrance.
Without Hindrance. Thank God. All right, sister. Thank God.
Thank you. Lord, lift my mind from this trial and test so I can continue in your holy rest. The day that you have sanctified and for your people have set aside, a day of refreshing, a day of rest, a day above days, the very best. I want to keep and hold it dear, laying things aside, staying in your fear. Remembering always it's a high day, rejoicing in peace and joy, come what may. Singing and shouting songs of victory, testifying of God's goodness and what he's done for me. Cries of overcoming many trials and tests, praising God in the beauty of sweet holiness. Having a marvelous, glorious time in the Lord, because it is the Sabbath and he is the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our sister Tatum. Gates of Zion, we want the choir to come on. I know we get ready to sign off. We get a little few more songs in. And if you can't get up in the pulpit, just sing wherever you be. It's all right. We all merry tonight. But today, the Sabbath. This is a Porsche. You can prance and do your little prance you do when you do the Gates of Zion. It's all right. It's accepted. We know that you not on the floor somewhere trying to cut the rug. We know that. Thank God for the Gates of Zion.
www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.